speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Another question then for tonight. Is it scriptural for a church to have a catered meal before services to where members pay for the meal and the caterer receives the funds? To begin with, as we think with reference to the question, we engage in monthly fellowship meals. In fact, we're going to engage in a meal following services tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. And I know Donna mentioned a while ago she's also looking forward to that. All of us are, I believe, so that we can celebrate with our graduates. God encourages us to fellowship with one another. Amen? We are to prefer one another. As I look with reference to having preference towards one another, I believe that we ought to aspire to spend as much time as we possibly can with one another. Why? Because we feed off of each other. We are able to encourage one another in a number of different ways. In John chapter 13 and verse 34, and not only do we find is that we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, but we are also to love one another as God has loved us. He puts a qualifier, does he not, on the way in which we are to love one another in that context, as I have loved you, from an agape, sacrificial, never-ending standpoint. Going on, we find is that eating together is a big thing. It's a big thing today. Whenever we sit across the table from one another, what a blessing it is just to engage in a time of conversation, but then also just to be able just to be with one another. And we do that around a meal, typically. And we not only practice that in the church, we also do that with our homes, correct? Dawn and I were blessed to have Trent and Amanda, Miranda and Jesse over on Friday. And Friday night, we celebrated Trent's birthday that was on Thursday. How did we celebrate that? With a big meal, sitting around the tables, just talking with one another and loving on one another. Well, it's not only a big deal for us, friends, it was also a big deal during the first century. In fact, whenever we are taught from a biblical standpoint to withdraw fellowship from those who are not walking according to God's will, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 and verse 11, he says that whenever we withdraw from one another, he says, no, not even to eat with one such as this. Why is it a big thing? Well, because it is something that the church has evidently always done with one another. In fact, in the first century, there was a meal known as agape feast. And that agape feast was similar, if you would, to the type of fellowship meals that we are able to enjoy today. But also I want to draw our attention to our Lord. Jesus ate with His disciples. And if you note the context of Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 and following, I'm going to say I did not get a chance to look this up, if that was a provided meal or if that is a meal that is stirred up at the last minute by those who are in attendance. I believe it is a provided meal, if memory serves me correct. But at the same time, we know is that Christ saw a great opportunity to be with His disciples, those closest in His reign. Our meals are home cooked, and what I mean by that is that we don't have a catered meal here. In that, I have attended catered meals, and in fact, I have been in charge of a catered meal for a church type gathering. And whenever I say a church type gathering, I'm talking with reference to the lectureship. Each year, we have a catered meal, and in that this year, a congregation actually provided the funds to supply for the food. They actually supplied the funds to pay the caterer, if you would. And none of us had to pay out anything. But in that, in like figure, usually the ones that I had been over, we have hired the caterer to come in. And whenever the caterer comes in, I divvy out as to how many tickets are going to be available. And those tickets help to pay for the caterer. We don't make any money off of it, but what we do is that we're able to be able to cover the cost of the meal. Some food for thought as we think about this. There is nothing wrong with these meals intrinsically within themselves because they do serve as a point or time of fellowship. It cannot be used as a fundraiser. So So therefore, whenever the person says the members pay for that and the caterer gets the funds, I would say that if it's going to be done, then that's the way that it ought to be. Why? Because we're not in the fundraising business in the church. Amen? In the church, we give as we come together upon the first day of the week, and it's from our contributions then that the church is able to function. So if a congregation is going to do this, then and the members paying for the meal, by all means, I believe that the caterer receiving the funds would be the way in order to accomplish that. But at the same time, I believe that as a church family, every member should be invited. And if we are having a catered meal and requiring people to pay for that, then inevitably we're going to exclude someone. So therefore, my conclusion would be is that the way in which we do it here, with everyone fixing and bringing our home-cooked meal, even as what we are going to do tonight, is by all means the best-case scenario. Why? Because it will alleviate any questions with regard to, is the church trying to raise funds as a result of taking money for the food? Or also then, it would take away from the exclusion of anyone being able to attend. There may be people who are not able to afford those tickets, if you would, or the price of the meal, whereas tonight we're going to have more food that can feed an army. And in that, it won't cost any of us anything to go over there other than what it's cost us individually or as a family to cook that meal.